The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The cost of living bad news keeps coming with more price hikes by the health insurers, which come into effect today. What can you do to ease the pain? Well, I'm joined by Dermot Good, health insurance expert with healthinsuranceireland.ie. Dermot, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
So can you give us an overview of who's increased what and by how much?
So from today, VHI, Laya and Irish Life Health have announced more increases. They've already had increases earlier in the year. So the average with VHI and Irish Life Health is about 3%. The average with Laya Healthcare is 4.5%. Now, straight away, Pat, your listeners need to be very careful of these averages. So my analysis already shows that a lot of the plans, particularly the older plans, will increase by multiples of those averages.
Okay.
And the other thing that people are forgetting about is that, you know, they think I can handle 3 or 4%. They're forgetting there was other increases in January, in March, April, and also some in August as
and
well.
And if they're renewing now, they won't have suffered those increases.
Exactly.
But so they're all going to be cumulative.
That's exactly it. And Pat, when I look at the cumulative impact right now, like if you're VHI, you might be lucky if it's 4 to 10%. But even 4% on a plan like the Advanced Care Extra Day Today, that's an extra nearly €160 per adult. But when I look at some of the Laya plans, I beg your pardon, some of the Laya schemes, the increases are up to 27%. Now, these are the older plans with Laya Healthcare, where people want to keep full cover for hip replacements and knee replacements and so on, which a lot of people still want to keep. But like Pat, the likes of Company Care Plus, Momentum, the very popular Simply Connect Plus, which I've been recommending for years, those plans are going up anything from 500 to 950 per adult. And that's where you have the highest increases, 26 to 27%. So I would say now to all of your listeners, they need to brace themselves. They are going to get a shock when they see some of these increases, particularly on the higher, the older schemes.
Because they look at last year's premium and they say, how could this be? It's like when someone gets a massive increase in their motor insurance and they say, I haven't changed the car, nothing's changed about me, I haven't had an accident, and yet look at this.
Exactly.
And they ring up and generally they sort themselves out.
They do. And look, really, this is a wake-up call to everybody now that you really have to pick up the phone. I mean, the days of auto-renewing on your plan are just gone now. I mean, when I look at some of these, and once again, Laya are the ones with the highest increases. Like, the good thing is Laya have other alternatives, but if you don't engage with them, you're going to miss out on them. I had a client last week, 4,622 was the renewal. They're now on a plan with Laya for €2,400. That gives them exactly what they need. They're nearly halving their premium and they're staying with the same insurance company.
Okay.
And I've huge sympathy for the older members here now, Pat, because they've underlying conditions. They're terrified of making any change to their cover. But there's a concept out there called managed risk. And what that means for me is, well, if I have to reduce certain elements of your cover, but if I can generate significant savings for you, then even in 3 or 4 years' time, if some of those surgeries are necessary, the savings you've achieved will more than dwarf, let's just say, the cost of those surgeries or whatever. So, you know, for older members, I would say to everybody listening now, your parents, your grandparents, you know, any older relatives, neighbours, they need your help because they're all sitting on the old Plan B, Plan B option type schemes. They're paying €3,760, sorry, gone up now to €3,880 in a lot of those plans. And they genuinely could knock thousands off their cover. And nearly 60, 70% of people will get a good deal with the same insurance company. So they don't necessarily even have to change. But this is the peak renewal period. 1.5 million people are going to renew in the next 4 to 5 months and they need to brace themselves because these increases are coming.
Okay, so you mentioned VHI and Laya and Irish Life. There was a new entrant, relatively new, Level Health. Where are they in all of this?
So the good news for Level Health members is, yes, they did go up in April by about 6.5%, 6.5% to 10%, but they've just announced they will not be increasing their rates. So they're not following the pack. They've announced they won't have any further increases between now and the end of the year.
They see an opportunity.
Absolutely. And look, you know, we need more competition in the market. And it's great that they've come in. And my understanding is they're doing well. They're incrementally growing their book of business and quietly going about what they do. And for a lot of people, particularly members looking to join, like they still probably have the best entry-level plan. Their Plan B300, I think, at €1,027. And by the way, Pat, I know it's a lot of negative news now, but for any families listening, like Level Health will give free cover for all kids under 3. They also have just launched a deal where you get 50% off children on their Plans B and Plan C schemes. Laya Healthcare, even though they have a lot of big increases, they're the only ones giving free cover on a plan called Essential Connect Health from the 1st of September. And you can put your second, third, fourth, fifth child on that plan for free. And the good thing for Leia members, even if you renewed back in July or August and you didn't get that deal, you can phone up today and get it for your children for the next 9-10 months. So there are deals out there, but if you don't pick up the phone and engage or get advice, you'll be clueless, and before you know it, you're overpaying again.
And generally speaking, how are the people who answer the phones? I mean, are they universally good across all the insurers in terms of helping you to get what you want?
Yeah, I have to say, Pat, I find them all very good.
As you know, there's this thing called upselling, where you get onto someone and you want to buy a telly, and they tell you, oh, well, this is great. It's a great telly, yeah, the one that you picked out in the ad in the paper. But, I mean, we've got this super duper extra, the blacks on this telly are fantastic. The sound quality is brilliant, but it costs another €200. So do they upsell?
They do, if you don't control the conversation. And what I always say to people is how you engage with the insurance companies will determine the best deal or the deal you're going to get. So before you make any call to any health insurance company, in your own mind, what is your budget? What is your upper limit here? So if they sent you a bill right now for €4,000 and you can only afford €3,000, you tell them that. And that cuts out all the nonsense. And then, Pat, the next question is, right, you know all your plans. So people will say to me, there's too many plans. There actually isn't. The plans, the plethora of plans means I will find a plan to suit your needs. I remember the days when with Boop Ireland there was only 15 plans. You phone up, tell them your budget, you sit back with your mug of coffee and you ask them to go through all their plans to find you the best deal that fits that budget.
And you can do that with all the insurers, I presume. And then, like for like, you've set, you want the knees, you want cancer, you want this, that, and that. You've got it all, and then you compare the price.
That's exactly it. And once again,
it's tedious, but
it is. But you know what, Pat? Like, if you're only saving €75 or €100, why? Like, I've just changed my utility bills, okay? Yeah. And I think I've saved €1,400. Yes, it took a half an hour to get the data and input it, but it's €1,400 I've saved, okay? People need to persevere with their health insurance. The savings are significant, and particularly for people on the same plan for 5 years or more, or people who don't have a small excess on their plan, or people, let's just say, who have everybody on the policy on the same plan, or they're not on a corporate scheme. They're all indicators that you are way overpaying. And by the way, when you're on the phone to the insurance company, I know this doesn't seem, it seems counterintuitive with insurance, tell them everything that's wrong with you. Tell them the surgeries you're about to have. You know, tell them all your concerns, what consultant you're attending. They then have to make sure that any recommendation they give you covers, addresses all of that and gives you the cover.
Now, the point of continuity of care, if you suddenly develop a knee and you want to get insured for you, can't, you've got a, there's a waiting period, isn't there?
Well, here's the thing. So once again, people will be thinking, if I switch from one provider to another, surely they won't cover my existing conditions, or surely I'll have to pay a loading, or there'll be a waiting period. If you're switching to a like-for-like plan, absolutely not. So Dermagood could switch on the 15th of October from one insurer to another. I'm due a knee replacement costing $15,000. If both plans cover it, the new provider has to pay the bill in full, whether they like it or not. That's the law. So
and
the
it kind of averages out for them all. I mean, they know that they lose some and they'll win some.
They do. And this is where, look, you know, the only people who win if you auto-renew is the health insurance companies. So, you know, and there's no such thing as loyalty anymore. There never was, because the insurance companies in healthcare are not allowed to reward you for being loyal. It's not allowed under legislation. So I would say to everybody right now, these increases are huge, but if you shop around properly, you can potentially avoid them. And there's loads of tricks that people can employ. Like, you can split your cover, you can reduce your accommodation cover, you can take on a higher excess, opt for the latest corporate plan, remove your day-to-day cover. Like, Pat, there's even, like, VHI now have, I think, 66 of these corporate schemes. Mm. They have plans that don't cover every hospital in the country. So you might be living in Galway, but the
so
plan...
So you don't need the BlackRock Clinic.
You don't need Cork cover, maybe. So there are loads of tricks up the sleeves of the insurance companies and good advisors, you know, where you can basically control your costs and move on to something that fits your budget but still keeps good cover. But if you don't engage, you're going to miss.
Let's have a go at some of the questions which have come in. My husband and I Simply Connect for about 9 years, adult son on Signify Plus, gone up by $1,500 this year. Can you advise on a more economic policy with good benefits?
So what I would say straight away, their adult son, that plan that the adult son is on is now 1477. They have just launched a new plan, two new plans, Access Care and Access Health. So they can potentially knock 450 off the cost of the son's cover straight away. I'd be very careful with the plan that they're on, Pat, because it's €2,480, but it fully covers the hips, knees and shoulders. Now, I would be asking them, do you really need that full cover for the hips, knees and shoulders and cataracts? There's only 14 procedures on that special list. If they don't, there's a plan with Leia called Connect Choice that they should check out €1,668. They could potentially save another €800 each and have actually better overall cover.
And there may be people who've already had the hips and the shoulders and the knees done,
Pat,
and they're not likely to need it again.
I was dealing with another client last week, and exactly that. They've had the hips, they've had the knees, they've had the cataracts done. The odds are they're not going to need that repeat surgery in the near future. It makes perfect sense to, for them to take on, like, go back to that thing of managed risk. Take on, let's just say, those co-payments just for those procedures and save a lot of money. So a lot of people are on these plans and they don't need to be on them.
Is there a more affordable policy than Irish Life Health Guide 3 for a retired couple in our mid-70s?
And there is. Now, look, what I'd say, first of all, so that plan is €2,100. Irish Life Health have just launched a range of new health action plans. Okay, I don't know where they come up with these names, Pat. They have six of them, one to six. They should check out the Health Action 5. It's €1,950. It's not identical. Now, I'd be asking this person, first of all, do you need the private room cover? Because if you don't, you're way overinsured. There are plans, for example, Leia have a plan right now called Connect Simplicity. It's €1,810. So they could save potentially €300, keep their private room and still get good money back on routine expenses. They do have good cover on that plan, but it has, once it goes over €2,000, and they're absolutely right to be asking the question, I would challenge Irish Life to explain the other lower cost options and then maybe check out the likes of Connect Simplicity with Leia, €1,810.
John in Wicklow says, we're a 70 and 65-year-old couple with Leia Momentum. Are there better options?
There is. Like right now, that plan, it's a really good scheme. I think it's now €3,250 per adult. I would phone up Leia straight away. Ask for a plan called Prosper Advanced. It's very similar, Pat. Private room plan. Full cover, by the way, for the hips, knees and shoulders. Amazing refunds on outpatient expenses, probably better than what they have. And this other plan is €2,417. So if they like this plan, they can save €800 each and still stay with Leia Healthcare.
I have a budget of €2,000, would like to get the best value insurance for that price. I've had a minor heart attack with the stent inserted and I've had cancer surgery, now all clear, but I've high day-to-day expenses due to ongoing checkups and scans. All advice welcome. That's from Robert.
Now, what I'd say, so I'm assuming from this Robert is a new member joining, but straight away, Robert needs a really good corporate plan. I mentioned Leia Connect Choice 1668, fantastic cover. VHI have a brilliant scheme right now, PMI 4316, which is €1,600. And Irish Life have the new, the Health Guide 2 scheme, which I think is €1,750 or €1,770. So there's loads of plans that Robert can buy that will absolutely come in under his budget. He just needs to be careful, Pat, of the waiting periods, okay? Because if he's joining as a new member, he has existing conditions. Mm. If I can just one thing to say, I mentioned that VHI PMI 4316. Anybody with VHI on company plan plus level 1.3, that PMI 4316 is €150 cheaper and it's basically the same cover.
My health insurance is due for renewal in the next month. I am awaiting results of a biopsy on a freckle. Specialist thinks it's absolutely nothing, but am I better to stick with the current insurer just in case something shows up in the biopsy?
And I wish they knew what plan they're on. So what I would say to them, no, you can actually switch and there's no issue whatsoever.
As long as you have the same cover.
Absolutely. So if you're 5 years on that existing plan, and they're right to ask this question, if you're 5 years on the existing plan and you switch to a new plan with any provider, once it gives you equivalent cover, you will be on cover. No questions asked. And what I'd say to that person, Pat, is that if they are looking at another health insurer, tell them that I've had a biopsy. Tell them I may need something further done. And they then have to confirm exactly what your cover is and whether there will be any issues. There won't be any issues, but it's a really good question.
I have insurance for public hospitals only. Up until recently, I've used it for private care in public hospitals. Has this cover been discontinued in the public hospitals? I'm finding it increasingly difficult to get appointments.
Now, this is a really good question. So, look, there's been a lot of coverage about Sláinte Care. One of the aspirations of Sláinte Care is to basically everybody going into a public hospital gets treated as a public patient. It's becoming, and all the new contracts, Pat, for consultants are public only. It is becoming increasingly more difficult to get into a public hospital as a private patient. I would encourage this person or anybody on those entry-level plans, oh, I expect they will become obsolete in the next couple of years, those entry-level plans. So I would advise anybody on the public hospital only schemes, look at the mid-level plans. Plan B 300 with Level Health, the Enhanced Care 350 with VHI, the new Health Access or Health Care scheme, or Access Care, Access Health with Leia Healthcare, and Irish Life have the My Plans. These plans are all about €1,000. In fact, the Level Health Plan B 300 is probably the best value right now. Now, Pat, they are double the cost, but now you're covered for public and private hospitals. So it means you can access the likes of the Beacon or the Hermitage or the, you know, the Santry Sports Clinics. That's what real insurance is about. But a lot of those public hospital only plans, they're becoming less and less effective.
And nowadays, you know, where you can get a scan maybe in a public hospital, but they want your insurance number to pay for the scan. I mean, are they looking for a jam on it, you know, that they get that money, but they won't give you a simple blood test in a public hospital?
Well, I think my understanding is right now, depending on the condition, you could still end up waiting 3 to 6 months to get an MRI in the public system. You can get it done in a number of weeks, you know, in the private system. Now, people will argue it shouldn't be like that, but that is the system. The practice of asking people who have health insurance when you go into a public hospital, I only got a call on this last week, so this is still ongoing. So just so people know this, if you go into a public hospital through A&E and you have private health insurance and they decide to admit you, you are a public patient. Somebody will appear by your bedside and ask you to sign a form waiving your right to be treated as a public patient. You do not have to sign that form. If you do, your insurance company will be charged nearly $800, $850 per night. Nothing will change for you. You'll stay in the same public bed, see the same doctor. So just be careful. Always use your health insurance to suit you.
My husband and I are in our early 70s, no health issues. We're on Plan Control 300 Create. It increased by nearly 800 last year. Is it the best plan for us?
So, Pat, here's the thing with this plan, right? It's still a good scheme in that it covers you for the private room and full cover for the hips, knees and shoulders, but it has gone up to €2,417, which is a huge increase. It's one of those plans with Laya that have taken a big jump. I would say to this person straight away, if you want the best cover for that spend, Prosper Advanced with Laya. That's the plan to ask for. It's the same price. It is so much better than that plan. But once again, I'd love to have a conversation with that person. Do you need full cover for the hips and knees? Do you need a private room? Because there's a high excess on that plan. They may very well be overpaying, you know. But like, in fairness, it's not one of the plans that I'd be saying you need to get off that plan immediately, but they do need to get their cover.
Last general question. I always try to reduce my health insurance costs at renewal time, but I've come to the conclusion that it's not possible. You can only reduce your level of cover or take more risk on yourself with a greater excess. There really is no competition in the market for like policies.
It's a very good question. And what I would say to that person, they may have exhausted every option, but Pat, I would say to them, they need to get advice from somebody who basically knows every trick in the book and knows every plan. The reason being is new plans coming on stream they don't even know about. And some of these corporate plans, by the way, when you phone up the health insurance companies, unless you have the corporate plan by name, often it won't be offered to you. So you need to do a bit of homework. I would absolutely encourage them. I'm sure they have an advisor for other insurances. See if they deal with health insurance. See if they deal equally with all insurance companies, because I guarantee you there's other options available to you that can help them to keep the cost affordable.
Dermot Good, thank you very much for joining us, answering all those questions. Dermot is a health insurance expert, as you can tell, with healthinsuranceireland.ie.
News Talk's Cash Machine. The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
On News Talk.